Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, everyone, and Happy New Year. It's my first Sunday back. I know the first Sunday in January, we had a snowstorm where we had to cancel service. And the following Sunday, I was in the hospital for two Sundays, and on the mend. Went in the hospital for one thing, they found something else, and we're just trusting in God that he'll see us through. I want to thank everyone for their prayers and their cards and support, and thank especially Sister Reese for her love and support and care during this time, and Dr. Ashley, my son Bud, and Deacon Harrison. We appreciate all that you do, and we don't take it for granted. And we appreciate you, and we love you. As I said, you expect the new year to start out one way, then you get thrown a loop. But that's the way life is. Life never goes as we plan or script it. Our lives are governed by the Lord, and he dictates what we go through and what we shall overcome. So we're trusting in God, praying for my strength and my healing, and it wasn't COVID, and we're grateful for that, and we're just going to move on and trust in God. Next Sunday, we're going to resume our services. We're going to ramp up our giving and continue to serve God as we have been for these going on 26 years now. We don't know what the Lord has in store for us, but we do know that if he allows us to see next Sunday, that we're going to worship him. Amen. So what I wanted to do today was give us some words of encouragement and let the Lord use me as he sees fit. Our text today will be taken from the 55th number of the Psalms, starting with verse 16, and it reads, "But I call to God, and the Lord saves me. Evening, morning, and noon, I cry out in distress, and he hears my voice." And verse 22 tells us to cast your cares on the Lord, and he will sustain you. He will never let the righteous fall. And we want to talk about our expressing our confidence in God, expressing our confidence in God. A lot of times when we go through problems, trials, tribulations, we magnify the situation by worrying and distressing over them. But David, in our text today, shows us how to handle our problems when they seem to get the best of us. Instead of continuing to worry about what his enemies were doing to him, David declared that he would call on God. And as David prayed, God assured him that he would protect him from the evildoers. What David was doing was he expressed his confidence in God that he would save and sustain him and deal justly with his enemies. For what David did, he exuded a confidence that God would save him. David firmly believed that God would deliver him from his enemies. So we find David with his heart burdened, so burdened that he called upon God in the evening, in the morning, and at noon. He called on God all throughout the day. And he prayed with confidence that God heard his cries of distress and God would answer his prayers. And here, in Hebrew, it's called Shama. And it means more than just listening with the ear. It means to listen, to regard and act in response to what had been said. So David prayed, and he gained assurance that God was at work in his situation. And by him coming to the fact that God was at work at his situation, the unexplainable peace of God swept over his soul. In fact, he uses a Hebrew perfect verb to express his deliverance from his enemies as if it had already been done. So we come to the point where David expressed his confidence that God will sustain you if you cast your burdens on him. God will sustain you if you cast your burdens upon him. David concluded with a word of counsel to all that would read this psalms. He said, when you're in deep distress, cast your burden upon the Lord and he will sustain you. That's the 22nd verse. And David learned this valuable lesson based on his experience that he had had with God. You see, when he began his prayer, he was carrying the full weight of trouble on his own shoulders. But then when he gave it to God, God granted him glorious peace and comfort. David had feared for his life, but now he had confidence that God was going to work on his behalf. So if we're wise, if we'll be mindful of David's advice to cast our burdens on the Lord, that word cast in Hebrew is called shalach. It is used for breaking the chains and the ropes that hold a person captive. So when we choose to bear our own burdens, they become chains of bondage and fear to anxiety and worry. But when we give our burdens to the Lord, we're set free to live in the realm of peace and faith. What would you rather have? Would you rather be burdened down with fear and worry? Or would you rather have peace and faith? My loved ones, God doesn't want us to carry that unbearable load of our troubles and afflictions. Again and again in Scripture, he invites us to throw them off and allow him to bear our burdens for us. But we have to trust God. Trust God enough to commit our troubles to him. For when we trust God with our problems, our fears and our worries wondrously vanish, and the precious peace of God, which will reign in place of the trials and the troubles that we are going through. So like King David, we will be filled with confidence in God of his experience, his sustaining of his victorious power. As Peter states in 1 Peter 5 and 7, casting all your care upon him, for he careth for you. Casting all your care upon him, for he cares for you. It's a good thing to be able to have enough faith to cast your troubles on the Lord and leave them there, and take a portion of faith in order to live this life that God has given us to live. And that's what we're doing today. That's what we're expecting those of you who are listening to do. trouble doesn't last always, but God is able, and he will see us through. Amen. Woo. Sweating profusely. How was that?